It is 17 past the hour. Let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Jackie?
Skip, I'm always excited when we have this lady on. A recent headline says that Ava DuVernay is here to blow up Hollywood, and nothing could be more true. After taking the movie industry by storm, most recently with her movie Selma, now she is taking on her first television series, Queen Sugar, which is already, Skip, receiving rave reviews. The series premieres tonight on OWN, and I'm so excited to have back on Inside Her Story, Ava DuVernay. Good morning, Ava.
Good morning, sis. How you doing?
Very well. Glad to have you here. I know it's a busy season for you with the debut of this. I read that when you ran into Shonda Rhimes recently, who has three top-rated shows on TV right now, you expressed how tough doing TV is. Is this really tougher than doing a movie? How does it compare for you?
Gosh, it's like a 13-hour movie because you have 13 episodes that air over 13 weeks. And so you may have to imagine Shonda. She's got multiple shows for multiple weeks, for multiple years. She's been doing
right.
this for decades. I saw her. I said, girl, why didn't you tell me? But it was fantastic. It was like exercising a new muscle. I really had a ball making Queen Sugar.
Now, when we see this, you're very hands-on. You're directing, writing. You're part of the editing process. Why are you so hands-on with this particular project? I know. Is it because it's your first?
Maybe, but also I'm just used to working in that way as a director and producer and writer of television. So it's a little different. You know, in the TV world, folks split things up a little bit more. In the film world, it's not uncommon to have one person kind of doing everything. This is kind of the only way I know how to do it. And I think, you know, the results are in the show. It feels very cinematic. It feels more film-like. It's the kind of show you have to really sink into and be patient with and let unfold. It's not cutting really quickly. There's no murders and trials and kind of all the things that we've come to know from faster television. It's like sitting down and having a conversation with a friend. You have to just let it happen.
Yeah, I've seen the first two episodes, and I'm about to see the third one before I go into my TV job later today. But tell us a little bit about it.
Job.
Yeah, I know. You know I do. Queen Sugar follows the story of three siblings who inherit their father's troubled sugar farm in New Orleans. Can you tell us a little bit more about it? Because I really, really love it.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad you liked it. It is, you know, on its surface, it's about these three siblings who inherit their sugarcane farm of their father, and they all have been living different lives up until the point that he passes, and they all come home and have to reconcile with not just each other, but who they are and who they're going to be together now. And so, yes, the sugarcane is a big part of it. The state of Louisiana is a big part of it, but the real true part of it is just about family. I mean, this piece could have been set anywhere. It could have been set with a family of any color, any religion. Could have been in New York. Could have been in Atlanta, in L.A. It's just about the core connections that we have with our family. And sometimes we don't tend to them in the way that we should. Sometimes we have to repair them. And sometimes they really make up who we are, even though we don't realize it. So that's the
really
core of what it's about.
It's so well written. I mean, there were some moments of dialogue where it just gave me chills. And I know, you know, it's not just the dialogue; it's the acting as well. Was it difficult to or what was the casting process like for you? Because the cast is amazing.
Yeah, I auditioned everyone in Hollywood. They have this thing where they just like it's offers, so it's kind of offers only. Like, I haven't seen you in a room, but you're a big name, and I know who you are, so I'm just going to give you the offer for the role. That's not the way we did this. Everyone came into the room with me. Everyone worked with each other. We did chemistry reads until we could come up with just the right recipe for this, you know, what we hope is a really delicious offering to people. So you're going to see a lot of faces you don't know, some that look familiar. But the main thing is when they're all together, it's really nourishing to watch the show. It feels good when you're done. Hopefully you just feel something at the end of every episode.
I definitely have.
It starts tonight.
And it's 13 episodes, and I read somewhere, tell me if I'm wrong, Ava, that there's a woman directing every episode, not just you. I hear that Oprah is going to, I don't know if she's directed before, but that she directs some of the episodes. Is that true?
No, she didn't direct any of the episodes. She's our executive producer, so she gave us the chips and the time to do what we wanted to do. But yes, I chose a woman director to direct me for every episode. It was really, really a big deal in Hollywood. Really, really difficult for women to be behind the camera. The numbers, the statistics are horrible. Most of the images, most of the TV shows and films you watch are made by men. And they're made by white men. And so to have women of color majority directing team, you know, a Korean sister, five black women ranging in different ages and different levels of experience really was a gift that we were able to give these women, but also a gift to us and to the audience.
That's amazing. I wanted you to tell our audience, while we still have some time, why it is, because I read that you convinced Oprah to stop using the word diversity and start using inclusion instead. Why is that an important distinction for you?
Well, it's a personal preface for me. Diversity feels like a medicine you have to take. It's kind of like you have to take this diversity and make sure we're doing diversity. Whereas inclusion just feels like a more emotional word. You know, I know what that means. I know what it is to be included, and many of us know what it feels like to be excluded, whether personally, professionally. So inclusion is just a word that is just more humane, I think, more emotional. So hopefully we can include each other more. I hope.
And I know we're almost out of time. Quickly, I have to ask you how A Wrinkle in Time is doing. How are you doing with that?
Oh, it's going well. A Wrinkle in Time, my next feature film in theaters from Disney. Taking this book and kind of remixing it, having a ball, having so much fun.
Well, we celebrate all that you do, Ava DuVernay, and we will be tuned in tonight to OWN to check out the premiere of Queen Sugar. It's going to be great. So good. Thank you, Ava. Yeah.
Thank you. Take your time with it when you watch it. Enjoy.
All right, you have to. You have to. It's good stuff.
Yeah, man. I'm anxious.
That first episode blew me away. It's really good.
It's a two-night premiere tonight, right?
Yeah, tonight and tomorrow.
Tonight and tomorrow.